Dear amigos, once again, we're thrilled to have you here. Today, we bring you an exquisite fund and a wonderful pardon. What is going on with Instrument Serif? Why is it suddenly conquering a design panorama? A couple years ago, it was inconceivable to think a technology-related brand could use a serif font for their headlines, let alone for the logo. Fast forward to 2025, and you find brands like Hook creating a system with a strong serif flavor, guided by a font that is leading the scene on this front, Instrument Serif. From AI agents to the Oval Room, Instrument Serif is leaving a big mark. Another relevant and surely polemical example is the White House's rebrand. And yes, now the White House's website feels like Vogue. Rodrigo Fuensalidas and Jordan Ekstad's typeface is the font of the United States government wordmark. Having your font used by one of the most known governments in the world, it's an impressive accomplishment. Instrument Serif is conquering the world with its big personality and stylish traits. Remember Macintosh or New Balance's 70s or 80s communication? Or the classic Say Hello to iPod advertising? Macintosh and iPod's advertising are both big on serif and related with technology. Definitely an odd choice for the time. Be sure to check this reference and the others we've mentioned in the article. This type of advertising marked an era, and today, we're seeing similar visual traits all over the internet. Instrument Serif offers a contemporary twist on the old-style serif that brings us back to an iconic era. Its elegant forms nod to historical serif traditions, but brings new life to the 80s-inspired ecosystem we're seeing more and more nowadays. That prized, tactile look from VHS green textures to airbrush art and faux paper backgrounds that once dominated the visual panorama not by choice, but because that's how things were, is being seen more and more, from luxury to tech and passing through food and beverages. For example, with brands such as Like Louis, this beverage brand doesn't use Instrument Serif per se, but follows this trend because it uses a similar condensed sans serif released by Pangram and Pangram. Amigos, if you'd like to know more about Like Louis, this amazing branding project by Marta Soro, be sure to check our inspiration section. Instrument Serif style and the possible cousins of this iconic typeface translate that text-driven high-impact message delivered for today's brands craving that same balance of nostalgia and modernity. In the spirit of having some inside information, we reach out to Rodrigo, one of our dearest amigos, to hear his thoughts on the rise of Instrument Serif. We've recreated his voice using AI in order to make this conversation more fluid. Rodrigo, what was the original inspiration behind the font?
When we were working on the font, truth is we focused on making something to truly contrast Instrument Sans, but also could work alongside that font and define certain design items, especially from the condensed font. Besides, the very display appearance of the font contrasted with the functionality of the Sans, and that somehow represented the mixture of people working on the instrument team, which is very diverse.
And what do you think about this now iconic typeface becoming one of the main choices of this ongoing design trend?
Sincerely, I have a hard time imagining my fonts as trendsetters, especially because when I'm designing or working with them, I'm thinking about the brief and the client's needs more than in specific use. So based on that, seeing Instrument Serif as one of the most emblematic fonts from this trend has been surprising and gratifying. The diversity of applications makes me happy because it basically addresses the concept of its design, a display font for a diverse world that doesn't remain boxed in specific uses. I don't think I dare to say it's the origin of the trend, but I can recognize that it's part of its most visible faces.
Rodrigo, we personally thank you and Jordan for the outstanding work. So, coming back to questions with no answer, why do we keep going back? The font's choice speaks to a broader cultural craving for the feeling of safety and polished sophistication that millennials and Gen Z alike associate with the era's aesthetic. What's going on? Trends have always come and go. often driven from past cycles. We're seeing different comebacks in newer generations, some worrisome. The comeback of all trends and styles also come with some values recycling that are best left in the garbage. We see how Sabrina Carpenter, for example, is creating a visual communication based in nostalgia for values from a past decade that are not aligned with the contemporary concept of womanhood. Or trends in social media for bringing back a period where male validation was primal. It seems there is always the need to bring back the past. When we look in the rear window, we see the cultural pastiche humanity is. Many designers love instrument serif because it channels the exuberance and indulgence of the 80s. When consumer culture was brash, nightlife was vibrant, and advertising screamed confidence. A good memory. Instrument serif takes us back to a decade where antiseptic minimalism of recent years, swinging back to typefaces and layouts that feel alive and tactile. Instrument serif's condensed form delivers personality and legibility, much like the 80s editorial fonts that challenged the status quo of their time. The use of an elegant serif in an expressive way definitely has its punch. The White House hasn't had this much personality as today. Never before. Too much personality, some might say. It fits seamlessly in the nostalgia-driven trend cycle, satisfying a collective yearning for a time that felt both bold and safe. A time when perfection was promised, loudly and viscerally, in every headline. Memorability in design stems from repetition, which explains why we connect more deeply with a font seen 100 times over a decade ago than with a brand new one circulating just for the past week. We naturally relate to the past, and in communication as well as trend flows. This is why elements that once worked can effortlessly resonate with a brand new audience even 30 years later. Nothing is truly brand new, as influences always emerge from the back row. And finally, we leave you with some tips when choosing your fonts. Remember, context is always important. Understand the motivations behind choosing a font. Question the big why. Understand the historic context. For what it will be used, where. Which emotions is the brand or the project trying to convey? Innovation in design often lies in finding unique yet unconventional combinations. In many of the cases we've seen in this article, instrument serif is being used in unexpected ways. A protein bar with an elegant condensed serif, something to be remembered. Amigos, stay tuned and see you soon. Truly yours, A Type of Camila.